I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. It's off to the market we go. Jillian Ferguson is in Santa Monica now with an update on what's in season this week in Southern California.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. It is a blustery morning at the Santa Monica Farmers Market. I'm here with chefs Elizabeth Heitner and Nestor Silva, the duo behind Mally, a pop-up that blends their Jewish and Mexican upbringings. They're here shopping for their first ever brunch service, which is happening this Monday, President's Day, at Jewel on Hoover Street. Hello to you both.
Hi, Jillian.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So, you guys are always here shopping the market. I know your menu's changing all the time. What's a dish that's on the brunch menu that just feels like it could only happen right now, this week in February in Southern California?
For brunch, we'll be featuring our chicory salad. I know chicories have been around for a couple weeks, but this one feels very spring to us. It'll feature tamales, beets, and garden of chicories.
This dish was actually inspired by my dad, because when I was young, he always used to eat borscht on Friday nights, and I would see this bowl of pink gloop and just be totally disgusted, thinking he was eating Pepto-Bismol, and I'm like, Dad, what are you eating? And as I've matured and become, you know, more appreciative of food, I've really come to love the soup. So I knew I had wanted to make a salad that was inspired by borscht and kind of like an ode to my father. So the salad, we're serving it with a pink mole. We're calling it a borscht mole. It's made with red sauerkraut, caraway seeds, potatoes, dried Mexican chilies, beets, and hibiscus.
Talk us through the whole dish. How do you prepare the chicories? Are they cooked or are they raw?
The chicories are raw and we slice them pretty thin, like a chopped salad. I love the pink chicories because they're a little bit more tender than a chorizo or a radicchio. So you still get that bitter punch, but it's a little bit less intense, which we love, especially sliced thin. It's just really nice texture.
And then where do the beets factor in?
The beets are actually quite a lengthy process. It takes us about 2 days to prepare. We first steam them and then we smoke them. After they're smoked, they get dehydrated for a day, and then they get pickled. So we end up with a beet that is sweet and acidic and meaty. And also this salad is vegan, so it really just like satiates that like meaty textures for anyone who's looking for like a hearty salad.
Okay, so describe visually the final composition and what the dish looks like.
So we spread the pink mole out on the bottom, and then we plate our beets. And right now we're using berries in the salad as well, kind of like an homage to Nestor's previous job at Rustic Canyon, their famous salad of beets and berries. But previously, when persimmons were in season, we were using persimmons. So we like that the salad keeps evolving kind of with the seasons. And then we also are serving it with puffed wild rice for crunch. And then the beet pickling liquid we use as a vinaigrette for the chicory. So we toss those in the vinaigrette and kind of cover the entire thing so it just looks like a beautiful pink plate of lettuces.
Oh, God, it sounds beautiful. And also like the perfect blend of winter, which we're coming out of, and spring, which we're going towards. What else is going to be on the menu for brunch?
I'm really excited for our babka French toast. It's a Mexican chocolate spiced babka.
Also, we're doing this super exciting burrito with black beans and latkes, which we're really excited about, with guacamole and chile de árbol salsa.
Wow. Well, this sounds like quite the brunch. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
That was Elizabeth Heitner and Nestor Silva. They are the duo behind Mally. This Monday, they're going to be popping up with brunch at Jewel on Hoover Street. You can make reservations on Resy, or check it out on their Instagram, Mally, M-A-L-L-I underscore L-A. This is a public service announcement to all Angelenos. Harry's Berries are back at Southern California Farmers Markets. The season is in full swing, and Cole Jean, who has been part of the family for over a decade, is here to tell us all about it. Hi, Cole.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm great. It's good to see you. You've just sold out. It's about 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning here as we're recording, but that's pretty good for you guys these days. That means you brought how many berries this week?
We brought 160 flats, which is, I think, 70 more than last week.
There you go. So we are ramping up. tell us what we can expect as the season progresses.
So we'll have the Gaviotas for the next 2 to 3 months, and then we'll start getting the Mara de Bois French wild variety in. They're a very good variety as well, softer, a bit more of a Concord grape flavor to them. And then once we actually get into the summertime, that's when we'll start getting our vegetables like our beans and other fruits like the tomatoes. And hopefully during the wintertime, we'll start getting our seascapes in. They're our winter crop.
Okay, so everybody knows, I don't have to tell anybody listening, how delicious Harry's berries are. But I don't think everybody knows why they are so delicious. So I'd love to hear about how you guys take care of the soil and how you achieve these gorgeous berries every week.
Well, it's a number of factors. One, just the fact that we do everything organically really helps out. We're not doing any of those harsh sprays or chemicals. Those always affect the flavor of the fruit, especially strawberries. Think of them very much like a sponge almost. They soak up whatever you put on them. So you put a spray on them, they'll soak up all that bad flavor. If you don't do anything like that, then they just have that nice natural sweetness develop as well.
And something that's really noticeable about a Harry's Berry strawberry is the color. You would never see what's called a white shoulder on a Harry's Berry strawberry. So is that a testament to who is harvesting the strawberries?
It's mainly just due to the fact that we give the berries a few extra days on the plant, so that way they actually get all the way ripe. And most other people, they pick their berries earlier, so that way they last longer, they have a longer shelf life, somewhere between anywhere between 7 to 2 weeks, or 7 days to 2 weeks. We pick ours about 3 to 4 days later on, so you get a fuller flavor, a deeper red, the flesh is red all the way through. The downside is they don't have as long of a shelf life, but most of the time it doesn't matter that much.
No one's going to keep these around.
Very rarely.
So are the berries that you bring to a Wednesday market, are they harvested on Tuesday?
Yes, we harvest them during the day before. We do that with most of our markets. We try to harvest for especially like our big ones, our Wednesday Santa Monica, and our weekend markets, we try to harvest the day before. So that way we have the freshest berries possible. So that way they'll last as long as possible when our customers buy them.
Well, it really shows in your berries. They are incredible, and I can't wait to enjoy them all season long. Thank you, Cole.
Thank you very much.
That was Cole Jean. He is part of the Jean family behind Harry's Berries. You can find them at a number of farmers markets. Just follow them on Instagram at Harry's Berries to figure out which farmers market they'll be at closest to you. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, Elena Shatkin, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and PJ Shahamat. And special thanks to Chrissy Van Meter, Laura Kondarajan, and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleinman. I'm taking the week to reacquaint myself with all the honeys in my pantry. It's a drizzle palooza. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Good Food.